From the sports desk of the Lubbock Avalanche Journal and RedRaiders.com, here's your look at all things Texas Tech sports. Now, here's the Red Raider Podcast.
And hello, everyone. This is the Red Raider Podcast. I'm Carlos Silva, the sports editor with the Lubbock Avalanche Journal, and we're here with Xavier White of the Texas Tech football team, former Monterey Plainsman. I guess just for you, Xavier, just to see that things are, I guess, quote unquote, normal, or does it feel normal? Or I guess what's the best way to kind of describe this football season compared to last?
I'd say it feels normal. I mean, we're super ready for this season. I mean, I honestly feel like we're the better team from last year. I mean, we're more experienced. I mean, guys on the team are more dedicated this year. So
from your perspective, I know Coach has mentioned the last 2 years have been tough for them to kind of get the buy-in, just kind of the guys getting in the right direction. Do you kind of feel like that's where everything is, and what are some of the goals for you all this year?
I'm for sure I know about guys are buying this year. I mean, kind of goals this year is kind of like every year, Big 12 championships for sure. I mean, we want to have this winning season. I mean, since we got the changes now from the offense, I mean, I feel like we'll be having a really, really, really good season this year.
I know everyone will be wanting to ask, but I guess what's Sonny Cumbie like, and what are some of the things you've kind of seen, either differences or just things that are kind of fresh for you this year in terms of the offense?
I mean, Cumbie's an amazing guy. I mean, I love his offense, me personally, because, I mean, we can do anything now. I mean, we can move guys anywhere on the field and kind of get that mismatches. I mean, now since I'm versatile, I can really show that I'm really versatile for this offense.
So for you, what's it been like for the position switch? I know we've talked to you a couple times. You had the injury. You kind of came back. Do you kind of feel like you're in running back shape now, I guess?
Yeah, I for sure feel like I'm in running back shape. I mean, I've gained a lot of pounds this offseason just to protect my body. So, I mean, during the offseason, I've worked on making guys miss and kind of protecting myself, having that pad level down.
I know you mentioned you've gotten a little bit bigger. Do you know what you're at currently? And I guess, is that the biggest playing weight you've been at so far?
Last year I was playing around 190. I mean, now I'm at 203, so 204. So, I mean,
do you feel a little bit slower? Or do you just feel like you're more, I guess, like a brick wall, I guess?
I just feel like I'm not slower at all. I mean, we've made sure and kept my speed at the right place. But, I mean, now I just feel like more I can kind of have that hidden with me, so
190 to 203, what did you have to do to kind of put the weight on? Was it a lot of extra calories? Did you have to go in the weight room more? I guess, what did you have to do to kind of dedicate yourself to get those extra 10 pounds?
It was kind of both of those, really. Just go lift and then go eat, and then just rest my body, and then just go lift and go eat and rest my body. That's what me and Coach Scholes did the most of this offseason.
You know, when we talked to you earlier when you first came back, it was nice for you to be back in Lubbock, obviously around family and friends. What's it been like just to kind of be back in? Now you got a scholarship, and I guess have you talked to Coach Hutch or anyone else so far back in at Monterey so far?
I've honestly kept in contact with Coach Hutch and them. I mean, they came to my signing the other day, and I mean, we all had a good conversation with them, with all the coaches. So, I mean, I've been keying in touch with them for sure. So,
I guess, what are you kind of expecting from the Plainsmen this year?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I knew last year's group pretty well, kind of at least there, but I'm not really familiar with this kind of group. I know Coach Hutch and them are getting them prepared for the season. I mean, I have high hopes for them, so I feel like they'll do good.
Well, absolutely. I mean, last year was just so crazy with COVID and kind of all that stuff. So just like you guys, they kind of dealt with it. So I'm sure they're on the up and up, just like you said, because Coach Hutch is there. But last one to kind of get you out of here, but in terms of the season, just hopefully being able to kind of stay without the, you know, I know close contact is something that y'all have heard, kind of social distancing, all that stuff. Just in terms of being able to have an off season and kind of all those things, do you feel like there's a little bit more chemistry this year just because you guys have been able to be together? Mm-hmm. And with that, do you kind of feel like that's going to reap some rewards for you down the line?
Yes, sir, for sure. I mean, just kind of having come here. I mean, since you came here, we got our installs in for the spring. You know, I mean, just after that, throughout this whole kind of summertime offseason, the players kind of led it. I mean, we for sure got the plays down, and we know what we're doing. I mean, kind of with the chemistry and offense, I mean, we're really, really close, and we know what we're doing as a team, and we know what we need to do for each other on the field.
Once again, that's Xavier White, running back for the Texas Tech football team. I'm Carlos Silva with the Lubbock Avalanche Journal. You've listened to another edition of the Red Raider Podcast. Appreciate you listening. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, thank you.